Hello, this is Robert Scoble, and this is the Scoble Show, and I'm here with
Shai Agassi.
One of seven people who are what we call members of the board. It's management board. So we have seven members of the management board, and we're all sharing responsibility on the general direction and strategy.
I have a feeling that you have a unique view of both SAP and the world of business, right? Because SAP is in the world of business.
Every second transaction in the world, at one point or another, goes through SAP systems.
Wow. And what are you seeing right now? What are the trends in business? What are you seeing that are the drivers behind SAP's business and the world of business?
So I think if you look at it from the business context, businesses that used to be totally integrated in the past figured out what they're good at. And so they started focusing more and more on what they're good at and sort of letting pieces of the business that they don't have to do go away to their supply chain, their value chain. That disintegration caused the need to integrate businesses in a significant different order of magnitude than it was before. Mm-hmm. And so you create a velocity of business and a lot of change that happens as a result of that. You reconfigure your business a lot more than you did before.
Yes.
You reconfigure your partners, you reconfigure your internal processes to reflect the changes that happen. Yes. You know, in Apple computers, one day sells $500,000 worth of pallets to big stores.
Yep.
The next day goes to sell $500 worth of invoices in their own shop. And the next day sells 99 cents worth of songs on iTunes.
Yep.
You need the same backbone to serve all these models, very different business models.
Right.
But you also need the ability to innovate on that faster so that if you create iTunes, you can go ahead and conquer the market.
Yep.
If you mobilize to create a whole new line of business, iPods, you can run in and just basically create a design, a supply chain, and execute a supply chain that goes from nothing to 4 million pieces in every 3 months in a matter of 2-3 years. Yeah. You need that kind of power on the engine and flexibility on the surface.
4 years ago when I worked at NEC, I used SAP's products to run my business, which was selling mobile computers, basically. But back then it was an app that ran on my laptop or desktop.
Yeah.
Now it's SAP is morphing into something different, it seems to me. Can you explain a little bit about what changes are going on inside SAP and what's happening to that app?
Right.
How is it being split apart or shared with APIs so that developers can build stuff on
right.
top of it?
So it's a great view. It's not that it's split apart, it's shared.
Yeah.
In the sense that you can't take the core of SAP and let somebody build it and piece it together from Lego.
Yeah.
Right. There is a core brain, if you want, that dictates how your body of information works. And parts of that brain say, here's how my heart pumps.
Okay.
You don't want anybody to mess around with how your heart functions, right? You don't want anybody to mess around with how your digestion system functions. This is your supply chain and the brains that operates. That needs to be, as much as possible, predetermined as factory. At the same time, you want to learn new tricks.
Yep.
You want to learn a lot of new things in the business. And so what we're seeing is that you need to take that core and provide as many web service interfaces around that core. We call them enterprise services because these services are well-defined. They're documented. They're like a dictionary of business.
Mm-hmm.
And we share those with all ISVs around us. We have hundreds of ISVs that share both in the design of these services as well as in the consumption of the services to build lots of innovation. Lots of great ideas. Some of them we figured out, some of them we don't. And it shows up on the user interface. You know, we came out with search interface, and then somebody came up and said, oh, here's the interface. I went out and did a widget on Apple Dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
From the source code that you've done. We went out, and from these services, we've done the same thing. And we didn't even design it. They did it.
Yeah.
In some cases, these are very big innovations. In some cases, people come up and invent new ways to do pricing. Pricing engines that optimize the whole supply chain, look from end to end. In some cases, it's about compliance, making sure that what I tell the market is really what I do, making sure that I don't get into jail. It's an important job, right?
Yep.
So those are the kind of things that we see. SAP is not stopping to be an applications company, but it's an applications company on an open platform.
Right.
And that is a very big difference, not just for us, but the whole market, the whole industry around us.
This week, what themes are you going to tell the community about? What are you going to pitch as the new SAP going forward? Or
lots of great ideas. When are you sharing this?
This will be next Monday. Probably.
Next Monday. So if you're sharing it next Monday, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about.
The 18th,
we're going to talk about our roadmap for our core system, our ERP systems. Okay. We're going to give them a 5-10 year visibility on that roadmap with commitments on what we're delivering. That's very big for them because they plan projects that are pretty big. We're going to talk about what they need to do in order to set their house in order. How do you consolidate master data? How do you set up your systems? How do you create budget that can take you to that roadmap in the 5-year horizon? Then we're going to share with them how we take that core, how do we take that the big engine they put in the house and leverage it as many ways possible towards users, towards data, information, towards different kinds of deployment models. A lot of innovation that comes around that shared core. And it comes in the form of Duet with Microsoft and a lot of new clients and widgets and scripts and so forth. And finally, we show them how to design their landscape and their people into a strategic roadmap, into a new organizational structure that can actually support them in going down that route. And in a lot of innovations and giving scripts on what they need to do. After my keynote, there are 900 hours of training in tech ed, of hands-on practical training on how to get to where you want to go. So this is a super exciting opportunity for all of us. We're going to be a bit squished tomorrow because we have about 20% more people than we expected.
Yep.
It's very, very nice community. It's, the dynamics here, the energy is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I noticed about SAP from the outside world changing. 3 years ago, you didn't have a developer community. Today, you have, more than 500,000 people?
More than 500,000
people. That's amazing in 3 years to get that kind of momentum around what you're doing.
We had a developer community. We just never recognized them. And so now that we recognize them and we gave them so much shared knowledge and a place to communicate and collaborate with them, the SDN team has done an amazing job.
Yeah.
They come.
Yeah. What are you proudest of about SAP?
We're just in the beginning. It's one of the most amazing companies in the world. 33 years and going very, very strong. We're proud of the achievement of our customers. We're proud of what they do with our software. We're proud of what they do for this world. And some of them are doing some amazing things, both innovative things as well as critical things to run this business. And we try as much as possible to keep their businesses going as smoothly as possible and bring innovation into them.
Is there anything you want the internet to know about SAP or that we might not realize?
SAP is exciting. SAP is happening. And SAP is a great opportunity for everybody who's a developer to come in and build a great business that caters to real needs of customers, caters to real needs of enterprises. And there's a lot of spend happening in that business. They should really come and check it out. It's a great business opportunity for them.
Thank you. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.